Well, in high school sports yesterday, first in high school golf and girls action at the West Des Moines Valley Classic. They played that at Willow Creek yesterday, a par 69 event. It was Atlantic placing second out of the 15 teams in that tournament. Waukee won the meet, shooting a 319 total. Atlantic had 344, and that was good for a second place finish in that important, very competitive meet. Atlantic had two medal winners in that meet as Brooke Newell shot an 80, and that was good for fifth place overall. Aaron Olson posted an 86, and that was good for an eighth place finish. Also for Atlantic, Bailey Newell and McKenna Denbeste each shot 89, Sarah Fixmer a 90, and Alyssa Ginther a 92 yesterday to help out the team effort. Also in girls golf, Audubon beat AHSTW 242 to 250. Jasmine Turner of Audubon shot a 48. She was medalist in that meet. Also in boys golf yesterday, it was Trainer topping Griswold 168 to 168. They had to go to the fifth score to come up with the tiebreaker in that meet yesterday. Jake Reynolds of Griswold shot 35. James Reynolds of Griswold a 36 to help lead the way for their team. AHSTW down to Audubon 184 to 214 as Anthony Cordes of AHSTW was medalist. He posted 40. In that meet yesterday. Also, Clarinda topping Creston 158 to 165 in boys golf. High school tennis yesterday saw Red Oak beat Glenwood 6-3. Also in high school soccer yesterday in girls action, it was Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey posting a 10-0 win over Riverside. Glenwood edging Trainer 1-0. Missouri Valley topping Harlan 4-0. In boys soccer yesterday, it was St. Albert over AHSTW 3-1. Missouri Valley edging Riverside 3-2. And Creston downing Nottoway Valley by a 5-1 final. Well, John Lackey struck out 11 over seven innings of four-hit ball against his former team and also had an RBI single, leading the Chicago Cubs over the St. Louis Cardinals 5-0 in a game heard here on KJAN last night. Jason Hayward, playing at Busch Stadium for the first time since leaving to sign with Chicago, was 0 for 4 at the plate, but he made two nice catches in right field. He was booed throughout that game. Dexter Fowler homered for the second time in 3 days for the Cubs, a Major League best 10-3 and off to their best start since 1970. Chicago has won 15 of its last 16 regular season road games as they've gone 6-1 so far this season. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was the Mets over Philadelphia 5-2, Colorado downing Cincinnati 5-1, Miami topping Washington 6-1, Arizona in 11 innings, a 9-7 winner over the San Francisco Giants. In American League action, Toronto beat Boston 4-3, the LA Angels cooled off the Chicago White Sox 7-0. One interleague game saw Minnesota beat Milwaukee in just 5.5 innings, the game shortened by rain 7-4. Twins come up with the win over the Brewers. St. Louis Cardinals shortstop Ruben Tejada has been activated from the 15-day disabled list after recovering from a strained left quadriceps, which he hurt in the last game of spring training. Infielder Greg Garcia was optioned to AAA Memphis after Sunday's victory over Cincinnati. The 26-year-old Tejada figured to be the starter in place of Johnny Peralta, who is recovering from surgery to repair a torn ligament in his left thumb. Rookie Aledmys Diaz and Jed Jerko have both played well in the field and at the plate, and Garcia also started at shortstop. St. Louis signed Tejada on March 19th after he was released by the New York Mets. He was injured March 31st. In three injury rehabilitation games with AA Springfield last week, he was 3-for-9 with a double. Also in baseball news, the Minnesota Twins have hired former manager Ron Gardenhire as a special assistant to general manager Terry Ryan. His responsibilities include traveling to all their minor league affiliates as an instructor and evaluator. The Twins fired Gardenhire in 2014 after Minnesota finished that season 70-92. He spent 27 years in the Twins organization, including 13 years as the manager. In the NBA playoffs last night, the Golden State Warriors were able to take a 2-0 lead in the NBA's Western Conference quarterfinals despite the absence of Stephen Curry. Klay Thompson scored 15 of his 34 points from the free throw line as the Warriors got past Houston 115-106. The Rockets will host Game 3 on Thursday. Meanwhile, the Dallas Mavericks experienced a 39-point turnaround after being hammered in Game 1 of their series on Saturday. The Thunder shot under 34% and had a potential game-winning basket disallowed as Dallas earned an 85-84 victory to even that series at a game apiece. Raymond Felton scored 21 for the Mavericks, who held Kevin Durant to 21 points on 7 of 33 shooting. Dirk Nowitzki had 17 points, and Darren Williams scored 11 of his 13 in the first 5 minutes. The Thunder will travel to Dallas for Game 3 on Thursday. Toronto and Indiana are tied at a game apiece as the Raptors beat the Pacers 98-87 last night. Game three will be on Thursday in Indianapolis. The NHL's top team during the regular season remains undefeated through three Eastern Conference playoff games. Alex Ovechkin scored two of the Washington Capitals' five power play goals and had an assist as well in a 6-1 pounding of the Flyers in Philadelphia. Ovechkin snapped a 1-1 tie 8:50 into the second period and added an insurance goal. The Caps expanded on their lead on a power play goal by Evgeny Kuznetsov and another by John Carlson during the first 8 minutes of the third period. The Caps will try to complete their first ever four-game sweep Wednesday when they play again at Philadelphia. Minnesota is within 2-1 in its Western Conference first-round series with Dallas as Jason Pominville scored twice and Mikko Koivu provided the eventual game winner as the Wild rallied to beat Dallas 5-3. Game four will be on Wednesday in Minnesota. Los Angeles avoided falling behind 3-0 in its series with San Jose as Tanner Pearson scored 3:47 into overtime to complete the Kings' 2-1 triumph over the Sharks. Game four is Wednesday night in San Jose. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs' appeal of anti-tampering violations has been denied by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, meaning Kansas City will forfeit its third-round draft pick this year and its sixth-round pick next year. The club did have its fine reduced from $250,000 to $200,000 on Monday, while Coach Andy Reid's fine was reduced from $75,000 to $60,000. Team owner Clark Hunt said in a statement the Chiefs continue to believe that the facts of this case, combined with the league's inconsistent enforcement of its tampering policies, do not warrant the most severe penalty for player-related tampering in league history. The violations stem from the Chiefs contacting then-free agent wide receiver Jeremy Maclin when prohibited by NFL rules. Maclin, who had been drafted by Reed in Philadelphia, eventually signed on with Kansas City. Elsewhere around the league, the plan by the NFL to settle thousands of concussion lawsuits filed by former players has been upheld by a federal appeals court in Philadelphia. The decision, released by the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, comes almost a year after a revised deal was approved. Critics of the settlement had argued that any deal should include future payments for chronic traumatic encephalopathy, a brain decay found in dozens of former players after their deaths. The appellate judges acknowledged those points in the 69-page ruling, but they ruled in favor of the NFL's plan. Also, Colts quarterback Andrew Luck has told reporters he's recovered from a kidney injury that forced him to miss the last 7 games in 2015. Luck also missed 2 games last season with a right shoulder injury and says the shoulder feels good, but that there's still some off-season work to do before he's 100%. And former Iowa State basketball star Nikki Moody is suing Coach Bill Fennelly, the university, and the state of Iowa for racial discrimination and retaliation. A lawsuit in state district court says that Fennelly, who has been Iowa State's coach since 1995, constantly demeaned, berated, harassed, and discriminated against Moody, who is black. Moody said the discrimination she suffered led to a hostile education environment through racial harassment. Moody, who graduated in 2015 as a 4-year starter and the career leader in assists for the Cyclones, said the abuse caused her severe emotional distress, adding that her complaints to assistant coaches and a senior athletics administrator were not responded to. The lawsuit seeks unspecified damages. The university did not immediately respond to a request seeking comment. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.